Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Today we start with the Yankees, who, no matter what now, it's 12 games to go, they're 5 games back in the division. I was always holding out belief that the Yankees would win the division from Toronto, especially with their soft schedule here. And look, the Yankees could go 11-1 in the final 12 and make things interesting, but the math would say the division likely out of reach right now. Also, they don't have the tiebreaker, so it's really 6 games with 12 games to go. The Yankees, no matter what, have made their road to the World Series, which that's the goal, getting back to winning a World Series, far more difficult than it was a year ago.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think when you look at the 162-game season, you know, a lot of people say, that doesn't really matter, get in, just take your chance, it's random, and you know, you have starting pitching, and you have a chance to win, and anything can happen, as we've seen a million times here. But this is a good example of how when you don't do your job to the fullest extent, you complicate the path here, and that's all there is to it. Yanks aren't going to win the division, barring something wacky, as you said. Now, I do think, and I really like this, I think the Yankees very quietly, because we've been uber-focused on the Mets and what's happening with them, I think the Yankees have quietly shown some grit the last month or so. And when you get, whether it's Boston, and we'll go through all the scenarios, obviously, and flush through this here, but when you look at a Fried, Rodon, Heel, Schlitter combination, however you want to put that, that very well might be the order. In terms of starting pitching, and obviously if Judge and Stanton hit some bombs, the Yankees could beat anybody. But there's no doubt that right now, with the prospects of playing a wild card, hopefully in the Bronx and not up in Fenway or out in Houston, you know, you might face a Garrett Crochet in a game one, and that is very, very daunting.
Yeah, and you don't know if it's going to be home, on the road, whatever it may be. But also already, you said they could beat anybody. Yes, but they're going to have to beat an extra anybody or an extra somebody this year. And for the Yankees, even though the expectations may have been lowered a little bit after losing Soto, they still had a great offseason. Everybody loved the plan B. To me, losing to the Toronto Blue Jays, regardless of where anybody thought the expectation were, that's just not good enough. Especially a team that has punked them. The manager has said it. I mean, head-to-head, we know what the Blue Jays did. The managers talked about how bad the Yankees are. The freaking broadcasters, multiple broadcasters have said it. And the Yankees let them get away with winning that division without really, really challenging them. They got it down to 3 games, I think was the closest that they've got in the last month or so. But they didn't even really challenge them. And that just makes a difficult path. And to me, that's not acceptable. Now, it doesn't mean that the Yankees can't beat them in the postseason. As a matter of fact, I would bet that the Yankees would beat them head-to-head in the postseason. I just think the Yankees are better. But they should have been better in the division. The Yankees, the Mets, they're held to the highest of expectations, especially the Yankees. They got to go out there and win the division. So that's already an X against them. Obviously, getting in is the primary goal here. But, man, last year you saw what the Yankees could do when they had that bye and then went out there and beat the Royals and beat the Guardians. It is a much, much more difficult path. That is something that really didn't have to happen because the Yankees should have been better than
them. I don't know about that. I mean, there's the Yankee standard, and then there's the standard that I think sometimes gets a little twisted. And I'm going to give you the standard that I think the Yankees deserve the benefit of the doubt here, which I think a lot of people have glossed over. Gerrit Cole hasn't thrown a pitch this season, and Luis Gil, who is the reigning rookie of the year last year, missed basically 75% of the season, and he's really just starting to get his act together. If you told, you know, you go through any baseball team that is on the short list to do something meaningful going into a season, you take away a Hall of Famer at the top, still in his prime, and a young flamethrower who's very important to the rotation, not to mention Clark Schmidt, Tommy John. I mean, the Yankees, when they left camp there, or at least the beginning of the, you know, February as they start to prep for the season, that's 60% of the starting rotation that is not pitching, or that did not pitch a chunk of the season. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you remove Juan Soto with 40 bombs and all the things he did offensively. So I don't agree that the Yankees have had this season where they should get ripped for or less than. Now, it's been frustrating. There's been moments where, particularly starting with that series up in Fenway, I guess that would have been June, I think right around middle of June there, where the Yankees were dissolving and they were imploding on the bases and defensively. And there's been a lot of stories with the Yankees that have been frustrating, mainly Volpe and whatever's happened to him. But I think in totality, I look at the Yankees, I think the Yankees having a very good season. I think the Yankees have a chance to do some damage.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah, they have a chance to do some damage. They got to win the division.
Why?
The New York Yankees.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
They should be better than Toronto. The Yankees were not built to finish in the wild card. They
were
built to win
the division. Yeah, but Sal, you're missing what I'm saying here, Sal. So,
injuries happen to everybody. I understand that.
Well,
if you're satisfied, then that's fine. Like,
what's that about being satisfied? Yeah. It's about understanding where they are and what's happened to them. And the Yankees,
what's
to me,
what's their payroll?
The Yankees, it's less than the Mets.
Well, no, I'm talking about Toronto. We're not talking about the Mets.
I don't know what Toronto's payroll is.
If we want to get into the Mets, we could do
that. I don't know what Toronto's payroll is.
It's not as high as the Yankees.
Understood.
So then why are they the division winners and the Yankees?
Like, because they play better baseball.
Okay, but that's my point.
No, I don't disagree. Listen, yeah. I think Toronto is a good team. I think these are two very different discussions.
You said you thought Toronto was better than the Yankees. I did not. You've said that all along, that Toronto was a better team. You like the way
they were going to win the division.
Yeah. And so to me, that's not acceptable, having anybody within your own division better than the Yankees. And it's just like, well, because they're getting in. And I get it. You could get in and do damage. We'll see. They made a very difficult path. For me, I can't sit here and accept just getting into the wild card. It's great that they make the playoffs every single year. I think it's disappointing to lose out to the division of the Blue Jays.
Well, I mean, disappointing is how you frame it. I mean, okay, fantastic. So they're not going to win the division. That's over. And the script will be written when the script is written. I just think it's very important here to understand that what they lost, I think it's an unfair representation. We can sit here and say the Yankees this, the Yankees that, the Yankee lore, the Yankee championships. I have gotten off that train a long time ago, and I just evaluate every Yankee team for who they are and what they are now. And the team that was supposed to start spring training, Sal, this is not the same exact team. There's been a lot of modifications to this team. They're also trying to piece it together with a 38-year-old first baseman.
I get that.
I understood. They make a move for a third baseman because what they had wasn't good enough. You know, I mean, I think that when you look now, if they lose early in the playoffs, it's a different evaluation. But I look at the Yankees as being more resilient than less than.
If we evaluate the regular season, do you think the Yankees have had an overachieving regular season, or they've underachieved?
I think it's probably in between. I'm not going to say that they overachieved. That's ridiculous.
Right, me neither. I would think that they underachieved. Now, again, there's different evaluations. Evaluating them in the regular season is different from the postseason, which are two separate things. I'm just saying that in my mind, I always felt like they're going to win the division, or at the very least, contend to win the division. That was their goal. I never once said, well, they don't have Gerrit Cole, they can't win the division. They still should be better than Toronto. So the fact that they've played like the way that they've played consistently, I know they got better in the last, 14 games, whatever it was, playing the good teams and winning a bunch of series, still not good enough to where the Blue Jays are now pulling away with 12 games to go. And the fact that in total, at the end of it, that the Yankees aren't winning the AL East, that could lead to a quicker out than what we saw a year ago.
But I agree with that, but that's a different discussion. So we could bridge that now. So whether the Yankees did what they were supposed to do or what somebody, and by the way, I didn't think they were going to win the division necessarily, right. So I'm not incredibly surprised by this, but now that's missing the mark of the urgency of making sure that you don't start this series up in Fenway or out in Houston. Like, now the Yankees, you can't lose to the Twins here. You can't not be the top wild card. And this is a different road, and it's a tough road, but the Yankees, to me now, have, They have a chance to win series. It's going to be tougher because you've got to play an extra series. But Listen, and we're going to get some answers here, Sal. We're going to get some answers on, is Fried truly a New York ace? Can Rodon get it done? What do you get from Hill? Is Schlitter the real deal? Is Judge going to wake up and hit in October? I don't have the answers to these questions right now. I don't. But I do know, and I think most people would probably agree, if the Yankees start up in Fenway and you're facing Crochet Game 1, I mean, even in the Bronx, Garrett, Crochet Game 1, it makes it tougher because think about the Yankees' optimal lineup. It includes Ben Rice. It includes Trent Grisham. It includes Ryan McMahon from a defensive perspective. And if you have to face Crochet a couple of times here, Yanks are going to have problems.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a bad spot. And again, they put themselves in the spot. Now, who knows? I mean, maybe they could go out there and beat Crochet. Garrett Cole. Aaron Judge has gotten over his issues with Garrett Crochet to where he could take him deep. And maybe the Yankees righty bats can take advantage of it. Stanton, I know he's been in a cooler here. That's what he does. But maybe he gets streaky in a three-game series and goes out there and beats the Red Sox. Before we get into those specific matchups, I do think, though, overall, when you evaluate this team and look at it, they were built to be better than what they were. Now, I don't know if you want to say, think about it. A lot of people, you included, said they were going to be better than what they were a year ago. Can you definitively say that now, that they were better than what they were a year ago?
I can't definitively not say that. I can't say either. I've got to see how they play in October. Well, I don't even know who the starting shortstop is now.
Regular season I'm talking about, because October is a totally different evaluation for everybody. In the regular season, do you think the Yankees are better this year than they were a year ago?
Probably not.
Right, me too.
Probably not.
And that's why I'm saying this is a disappointment. I don't get why we're like laying off the gas as far as the Yankees not being good enough to win the division. It's been a disappointing regular season. It doesn't mean that their season is over. It doesn't mean that they suck. It means that they got beat by a team who they should be better than in Toronto. And a lot has gone wrong for the Yankees. Now, you give them credit by saying in a year where a lot has gone wrong for them, they're still able to be a top wild card team, or at the very least a wild card team. But dude, the division was there for the taking, and the Yankees just never went out and got it. And ultimately, it is going to be worse than what it was a year ago, and wasn't the idea.
Yeah, but I don't disagree with that. I mean, that's right. Why if you think about the conversations we've had this year, how many times have I said I think the Yankees are going to win the World Series?
Right.
You haven't heard me say that once.
Right.
I have not said that once. So this is I guess to me, context matters with everything, right? I just got to point out, Garrett Cole, gone. Luis Hill, 80% of the season.
I know, but every team's got excuses.
No, but not every team loses an ace and then maybe their second or third best pitcher and is still going to be a playoff team fairly easily.
Right. Well, okay, but then you give them credit for making the playoffs but not winning the division.
Well, I think that you have to.
Yeah. I mean, again, you could go around the league and talk about it. You know, the Rangers won a World Series without all their best pitchers, or DeGrom was hurt or whatever. I hate to bring the Mets into the conversation again, but they were without Kodai Sega, Sean Manaea for an extended part of the year. Like, that's how they were built on those guys. So if we're not making excuses for them, and I'm not, I don't make excuses. Whoever's there, you got to go out there and play. And even with those injuries, like the Yankees, Max Fried wasn't here a year ago. Bellinger was supposed to replace Juan Soto. Dominguez, if you go individually, it's even worse. Dominguez disappointment, Wells disappointment, Volpe total bust, Goldschmidt not what we thought that he was going to be. Now, some guys have hit more, of course, meaning Jazz had a terrific season, and Bellinger has been, I think, kind of what we expected. Bellinger has been. Yeah, Ben Rice has come out of nowhere, and he's turned into an impact offensive player. So there are some hits. There are a lot of misses, too. I just think overall, BT, when you have to evaluate, in my mind, the baseball season in two separate ways, the regular season and then the postseason, mm-hmm. because that's a different animal. I'm not saying anything definitive about what the Yankees can or cannot do come playoff time. Regular season, the fact that they're going to be likely now a wild card team after the loss last night, combined with the Blue Jays win, five back, don't have the tiebreaker, 12 games to go. It seems like the division is over. To me, that is a disappointing regular season.
But it's only a disappointment if you think that they were going to win the division. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's only a disappointment if you think they were going to win the division.
Right, but they were not built to win a wild card.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been a great season.
Right.
I don't think any Yankee fan thinks it's been a great season.
But that's kind of my point.
Well, okay. I don't necessarily disagree with that part. So
it just doesn't seem like you care about the division or not. And if you don't,
the game's changed, dude.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. The game's changed. Like, right. Latching on to divisional supremacy, it's a waste of time. You play the games, and then, look, dude, how many times have we looked at teams and said, this team is locked and loaded, right. and they get bounced? So it's just changed to the point where that's now part of my evaluation process.
Right.
I've never once looked at this team and said, they're going to win a World Series. Right. I never once looked at this team and said, wow, they are loaded. I never once looked at this team and said, you know, they don't have any chance to do anything. It's really always been kind of in between. And I think that that's the best analysis. I think it's the most accurate analysis.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Neil is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Neil?
What's up, gentlemen? Good morning.
Neil.
Good morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Problem with the Yankees is the bullpen. Rodon's last two starts gave the Yankees 6 innings of 2-run baseball. These are games they need to win if the bullpen could keep the damn score where it is when the starter leaves it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Neil, I don't know what's going on with Luke Weaver. I don't know how you trust him. It's a problem. I mean, the bullpen, to me, is a problem, which is part of the reason why they're not going to win the division. I mean, there's just issues with this team. Who do you trust? Let me ask you this. When the game is in the balance, there's probably two guys that you really trust right now. Bednar is one of them. I guess you have to trust Weaver, but it's not full throttle.
I can't.
No. I'm saying not full throttle.
Yeah.
And Cruz is a guy that at least I think is going to go out there and go out there with guts. But if his splitter's bouncing, listen, the Yankees bullpen is a problem.
I don't honestly trust Williams second more than I would.
Devin Williams.
Weaver's he's getting lit.
Yeah, he does not look the same at all. No, I agree. He doesn't look the same, but he doesn't look good at all.
Like, he's almost Helsley bad right now. That's how bad it's been for him. I'm not saying I wouldn't trust him more than I would Helsley, but that's how bad Weaver's been over his last, I don't know, 12 appeal, whatever it may be. He's been getting roughed up.
Yeah, he's been rough.
That's a big issue. It's not also, they got shut out last night, so it's not just that. There's inconsistencies with the Yankees as well. Nick is calling from St. Augustine, Florida. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, the Yankees are a total disappointment this year, and when you went into the season without Cole, knowing you didn't have Cole, you still thought you had an ace in Reed, BT, a lot of times say that even Rodon is almost an ace. You say you might not trust him sometimes, mm-hmm. but he's an ace. So you had two aces.
I never said Rodon's an ace.
Okay, you say that he's almost an ace, and that
but I said he's had a good
season,
year.
It gives you great stats. You said that perfect number two, if anything, probably a number one on a lot of teams. I've heard you say that once before, at least. And you went out and got Bellinger. Everyone thought that Dominguez was going to be the Martian, hit 30 home runs. Everyone thought Bellinger, he's played great. You also got an extra 30 home runs you weren't expecting from Grissom. So I don't know. You got everyone thought Goldschmidt was going to hit at least 15 home runs and bat 280 and play a great defense, which we have not seen great defense from him.
No.
So you got a lot of things that the Yankees were going into this season, even though they didn't have Cole, everyone thought they were going to be very good. And when the season first started and they were rocking, everyone thought, oh, yeah, this is good. We're going to run away with this thing. So to sit here now and say it's not a disappointment, I think you're just being false and trying to protect the
Yankees. Let me ask you a question. When have I been soft and protected the Yankees?
I hung up on him. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
When have I done that? Like, I don't think I'm that guy. I really don't. I don't think anybody's been harder on Cashman than me. I think I try to evaluate them. You know, baseball's not like football. I mean, the visceral reactions for football is one thing, and the visceral reactions for baseball are going to pop up because we love the Yanks, and we love the Mets, and we love baseball. But to think that I've been soft on the Yankees, I think, is one of the most asinine statements I've ever heard. I don't think that that's the case at all.
I don't know if I would say soft on it. I'm a little surprised that you're not as disappointed. Just because you didn't expect it, okay, fair enough. I didn't expect the Mets to win the division, and I'm extremely disappointed that they didn't win that division. Like, you got to win the division. To me, let me rephrase that. You don't have to win the division. You should win the division. With that payroll in this town, go win a damn division. Now, the Yankees have done it more often than not, which is why you give them a little bit of a pass. But to me, their path would have been far, far easier the way that it was a year ago had they won the division. I still believe they're better than Toronto, so that's why I think it's a disappointing regular season. In total, what does it mean? Nothing. Sadly, no matter what, this year has proved, if many years before have proved it as well, but this year definitively has proved, the regular season means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
To both the Mets and the Yankees. Both teams have been god-awful at times. Both teams have looked great at times. Both teams have missed out on the division. If both teams get to the postseason, we know the Yankees will be there. Will the Mets follow it up? It absolutely means nothing. The regular season, outside of just making sure you find a way in, means nothing. That, to me, is sad, but it is a disappointing regular season. And you could say, well, Sal, it doesn't mean anything. You're right. It doesn't mean anything. But it does mean to me that it's disappointing and that they made their path a little more difficult.
Yeah, but to me, Sal, it's just a continuation of the disappointment that's been there forever. So I don't think that you can be disappointed if you don't expect something. How are you going to be disappointed?
Well, I did expect the Yankees to win the division.
But I didn't.
Yeah. All right, but did you expect the Mets to win the division?
No.
So you're not disappointed by the way that they've played?
Well, first of all, I mean, the way they're barely hanging on. It's not apples to apples. Yeah. I mean, the way the Mets have played versus the way the Yankees have played, it's not even close.
Well, what's the difference? If they get in,
But the brand of ball matters. The style of ball, the level of success matters. Whether it's 12 games or 5 games is fairly immaterial to me. It's not just that they didn't win the division. It's that they couldn't win a game.
I mean, they had a bad losing streak, sure. But aside from that, no. If you get in, you get in. Like, that's the theory. It's not, well, you got in, but.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. Not when you got the highest payroll. Not when you have a top three payroll.
Again,
no.
You're talking about payroll, dude. The Blue Jays don't have
It's all connected.
Do the Blue Jays have a higher payroll than the Yankees?
No.
So then why did the Yankees lose the division?
Because the Toronto Blue Jays are better, which is what I've said most of the year.
Well, the Phillies are arguably the best team in baseball.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, what? So, the Phillies can't. The Phillies can be better than the Mets, even with a lesser payroll, but the Blue Jays can't be better than the Yankees? Like, I don't understand. Like, there's two. That's my issue. There's inconsistencies with your philosophy in this particular case. You should hold the teams to equal standards. Like, the Yankees didn't win the division.
Well, hold on. The standard that's being held to is very simple. I did not think that the Mets would win the division.
Right.
They didn't. I did not think the Yankees would win the division. They didn't.
But you criticized the Mets for not winning the division.
I crushed the Yankees this year. Are you crazy?
No, I'm talking about specific to the division. Like, as long as they get in, then what's the difference? I'm fine with that if that's your philosophy. If it doesn't matter about the division with the Yankees or the Mets, just get in the playoffs. That's fine. That's a thought process. To me, I'd rather win the division, have the easier path.
I'd rather win it too.
Right. Okay.
And they didn't. And I never thought that they would.
Okay. With both the Jets and Giants losing their games, but we start to look ahead now to week 3 in the NFL, moving right along as it always does. And obviously the most important time, the biggest time in the sports calendar, we have both the, obviously baseball postseason, NFL underway. You hope both teams here, Mets and Yankees, will be in the playoffs. We know the Yankees will. We're not so sure about the Mets. Is there a team, BT, that you would prefer to face? We know the division's over, so we don't need to rehash that. We have the Yankees, obviously, and the Red Sox 1-2 right now in that wild card race in the American League. You talked about it with Crochet. Obviously, it's imperative the Yankees get home field, or we feel that way. Would you prefer to face the Astros, let's say, or just a half game back of the Red Sox? Potentially the Mariners, who right now are in the division lead, but that's just a game or a half game separation.
So, I'd probably just lean in and say, let's go Red Sox. Let's go. Let's get some spice here. Let's get some spice. I mean, think about the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry, which is nowhere near what it's been. It's just, it's greatly diminished. Now, that's a roll of the dice with Crochet. We talked about that. That definitely changes the complexion of what they could do. You know, whether it's a Rice and the effectiveness of Grisham, and obviously McMahon's a lefty, not that he's a big hitter, but you don't think he'd have much of a chance against Crochet. I realize that that's a tough, tough matchup, and he could pitch more than once, actually, if he had a short outing in game one. But I would say Boston. Let's go with Boston. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know if that would be the best
matchup. I don't think they hit a lot, Sal.
It would be the best matchup for us to watch, like, as far as entertainment. You know, yeah, you could throw in the Astros, I guess, and maybe get some revenge on them. I think the Red Sox and the Mariners probably be the two most dangerous opponents for the Yankees just because of the pitching for either side. But still, I mean, you Yankees have good pitching as well. You take your chances, especially if it's a home. That's where the problem is. Okay, so first, check mark the division. Okay, Yankees doesn't look promising there. Second will be making sure they secure home field for those three wild card games. And right now, just a game lead over the Red Sox. I was shocked last night by the way the Yankees got beat up by the Twinkies, which usually doesn't happen. I would be even more shocked if the Yankees don't finish 10-2, 9-3 over the final 12 games here.
Well, they better, because if they don't, they're not going to get that top wild card, and they're not going to host. So, yeah, I mean, you would think so. I mean, we've pointed to this stretch for a while. You know, you got the Twins, you got the Orioles, got the White Sox, but you know, they did enough during the gauntlet, as everybody tends to call it here, but I don't think that they were amazing during the gauntlet. I mean, they were good. They stabilized things, and they certainly quelled some fears. And
well, they won some series.
They did. They repositioned the narrative a little bit here, but there's still a lot of work to do. There's no doubt about it.
BT and Sal on the fan. Joey Clams is in Brooklyn. Joey Clams.
How you doing, BT? Hey, Sally boy. How are you?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, listen, before I get to my Eddie Jackman and Yankees, you guys are invited Thursday night to the grand opening in Edgewater to the Metropolitan Cigar Lounge. There's going to be food, music, and everything. I was at the River Palm last night, Sally.
I love that place. That's the steakhouse in Edgewater. You used to live over there.
That place is awesome.
Yeah, I love one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life over there.
Oh, beautiful. 6 o'clock Thursday night, the Metropolitan Cigar Lounge.
All right, well, we appreciate
Eddie Jackman. Eddie Jackman, I was at the game in 1975. I was a 10-year-old. They traded him on a Friday to the Red Wings, and they wind up Rangers playing the Red Wings that Sunday. I was there with my aunt, my uncle, my father, and the place was chanting, Eddie, Eddie. And he had his hands in his face. He was crying. And rest in peace from all the boys from Section 416 back in the 90s before they split us up.
Love that.
Yeah, and my Yankee, yeah, baby, 416's in the house. Hey, with my Yankees, this is a big playoffs for Boone. Every team that's in the playoffs, all the managers, I'll manage them every year. And if we're going to play the Red Sox, where Corbett says, oh, I like coming to Yankee Stadium, we have fun playing here. This is on Boone, and this is on Judge. You've got to punch them in the face, and you don't make them leave there with a win. You got to bury this team. Enough's enough.
We got to get tough. You're so right, Joe. Good call. Appreciate the invite as well. I mean, how many more years do we have to say, you know, Aaron, come on, buddy. I mean, we know all the numbers talking about Aaron Judge and Aaron Boone, but, you know, Aaron Judge, the spotlight is just going to be massive when the playoffs start for him.
You know, think of it this way. I'm curious to get your take on it. What would you deem, as somebody who has said, okay, you didn't expect them to win the division, as somebody who said you don't expect them to win the World Series, what would you deem a successful Yankee season at this point?
Well, you see, that there's a fine line there, because to me, success, you know, I might not think that you're going to get there, but I'm not going to anoint it successful just by getting like a wild. No, that's we're not lowering it much.
No, let's say they beat the Red Sox in the first round and then lose in the division round or lose in the ALCS. Are you like, okay, well, I didn't expect them to go that far, so.
No. I would think that. The only way that I would not even feel good, but feel as if they accomplished something small would be you got to get back to the World Series. And if you lose to a better team, I mean, you got to tip the cap. Not that you're taking bows with that, but anything short of the World Series is not good enough.
Brian is calling from Woodmere. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's good up, buddy?
Yeah, so I couldn't agree more, honestly. It's, you got to get back to the World Series. Back to what you guys were saying before about the disappointment, I think it feels that way because, you know, they made it last year. But honestly, it's felt like a disappointment for the last couple years now. It's been World Series or bust since Judge's got here, and we just haven't been able to cross that finish line. And if you don't make it back this year, at least, it's got to be a disappointment again.
Yeah, and thanks for the call there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I listen, there's no doubt, but I wonder, and this is a bigger issue down the road, like, this is not a team in certain aspects that's going to be together for 3, 4, 5 years. Just not. I mean, we don't even know if Grisham's going to be back. We don't know who's playing first base. We don't know who's playing shortstop. Like, it's, and I guess that's my ultimate point here, Sal, why I never really bought into going into the season and early in the season, even when the Yankees were playing really well. Like, I just never looked at them as a world. I never took the cheese fully because there's definitely some issues that we all know, and I, you know, they're going to have to be addressed downstream. Like, they're bigger issues in a lot of ways. The Yankees to win, whatever, 93, 94 games this year and be a playoff team and win a couple of the series. If you're an honest Yankee fan, now this might get away from the Yankee mantra championship or bust, but if you're truly honest with yourself, I mean, this is kind of a year in transition, even though they spent some money and got some guys and brought in Fried and made some moves. You lost Soto and you lost Cole. I mean, those are shots.
I think they themselves would acknowledge that. I mean, that's been reported kind of why at the trade deadline, while they did a lot, maybe didn't go all the way in, just trying to piece it together any which way that they could, get in, hope to go on a run. And look, maybe you can make the case that they're going to be in a better spot, even though it seems more difficult having to play another round to beat a quality team or a dangerous team in the wild card. There are cases to be made that if you don't have that bye, maybe you can have more success. We get into that conversation on the other side. I actually hate that we have to have this conversation about the watered down meaning of the regular season. It's always about the postseason, because that would then really minimize the 162 game slate, which we love so much. But think about it this way. I'm only going to go post-pandemic season. The Rays won the division in 2021. They lost in the division series in four games. Yankees won the division in 2022. They lost in the ALCS. That was the year they got swept by the Astros. Yeah. We talk about that all the time.
Awful, awful.
Orioles won the division. Yankees didn't make the playoffs in 2023. Orioles won the division. They lost in the division series. They got swept.
Yeah, it was ugly.
And then the Yankees won the division last year. We know what happened. They ended up getting into the World Series. So not necessarily, and that's just one example in one division over the course of the last 4 years. It just, to me, feels different with this Yankee team, with the opponents that they faced last year versus what they're going to face this year.
Yeah.
And what I think a more challenging... I don't think the Yankees are as good as they were last year, and I think the American League is a little bit better than they were last year. Now you're going to have to play an extra opponent on top of that. I just think that they're playing with fire here, whereas if they won the division, at least you would have said, okay, well, we're in the... division series no matter what. Don't have to worry about the wild card, which is a dangerous thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously the Yankees' strength would be, you'd have to say, obviously, if Judge plays well, that's Aaron Judge, but also starting pitching, and the deeper that you get, the longer the series goes, you'd like to lean on strength and numbers where you could trot out a Fried, a Rodon, a Schlitler, and a Luis Gil, whatever order you want to put them up. And I think that the deeper you get, that's probably more of an advantage for the Yankees. The disadvantage is, you know, whether it's Skubal, whether it's Garrett Crochet. I mean, this is the randomness of baseball, and it is not necessarily fun. It is not necessarily predictable. And, the game's just changed a lot. It is what it is.
You know, I also think that the Yankees, we were talking about this pre-show with Hoff a little bit, how the Yankees match up with these teams, or are they built for these short series? I do think so, because it's not like their pitching is, you could mention Skubal and Crochet. We know how good they are. Yankees have Fried.
Yeah, no, I know.
And Rodon. Like, throw him in there. He's been.
No,
he's been,
I can't throw Rodon with that group.
I'm saying versus the second
best. Oh, they're number
two
or number three?
Yeah, like the Yankees starting staff is not the weakness.
I agree.
It's almost everything else. It's the defense, the base running, the inconsistency of the offense, the all or nothing nature of the offense, and obviously the bullpen. Those are all major concerns, maybe more concerns than we've had with Yankee teams in years past. But it's not that, well, they got, you know, they're facing Skubal. Like, the Yankees also have their ace, and you could argue that games 2 through 4, the Yankees would have the advantage.
Yeah, and that's definitely comforting. That's an advantage. And, you know, but you get to this now. And this, listen, to sit here and say that I know every single arm of the Astros bullpen,
yeah.
I don't mean closers. I'm talking about, you know, a little less than high leverage guys. I don't, and I don't know that every Yankee fan does, but the worry or the fear is, you know, let's say Fried comes out and doesn't have it, and the Yankees hit, so it's a high-scoring game, and he doesn't give you great depth or length, or Rodon comes out and gets hit a little bit, but the Yankees hit as well, and now you're into the bullpen, and it's not the eighth or ninth inning, it's the fifth, sixth, or seventh, or more so, sixth or seventh inning. Who do you go to?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a problem that is going to be terrifying every time Aaron Boone goes to the bullpen. It's just going to be a problem.
A lot of guys that you just don't trust, unfortunately. Ed is calling from West Hampton. What's up, Ed? Ed, are you
Eddie.
There? Okay, Ralph is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
What's happening, guys? I do want to talk about the regular season, the silly regular season, if I may add. But here's the one thing. I have a very out-of-the-box thought about Aaron Judge. I think it's pure. You mentioned randomness, BT.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pure. I think it's pure randomness that he fails in the postseason. I think it's a matter of coincidence. I think, forget the pop fly that he dropped that was so obvious, that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think him failing at the plate each and every time in the postseason, it's just a random situation. But you can comment on that if you want.
Well, hold on, Ralph. Here's the thing. Yeah, of course. I mean, we throw that word out all the time. Random, random, random. But, you know, he is a Yankee, and he is the Yankee captain, and
Yep. That's
what do you define by? I mean, think about that. So,
well,
if it was one or two series, well, then, yeah, I mean, you had to give him a chance to find himself and get going here. If we're sitting here in 3 or 4 years and Aaron Judge hasn't cracked through in October, I'm sorry. You know, right
or
wrong,
he's
going to take dents.
Yeah, I can't argue with you. You're absolutely right about that. You know, of course, he's the big wig. He's got to come through. But there are many players in the past that have been top-notch that just never came through also. But here's the thing about the regular season that I want to talk about. It's so ridiculous. Baseball begs to be changed to 145 games, to say the least. if you have two pitchers that shine, you can go in there, win that cockamamie one-game series, go all the way to the World Series because you got those two pitchers, and maybe even win the World Series, which would be a terrible thing. I don't think it's a true sense of who's the best. And that could very well happen this year. I think that's terrible. I think it's a travesty.
It's not about who's best, Ralph. You're right. And thank you for the call. Now, you could say that there were years even before the wild card and the expanded postseason that the best teams didn't necessarily, like in 88, for example, just one year that came
the
to
Dodgers.
Mind. Yeah, they were not the best team. They certainly weren't better than the Mets, even. Forget about the A's. Or even 1990. Were the Reds better than the A's?
No.
Now I'm going back to those years. And the reason why I do that is it doesn't always mean the best team through the course of 162 was going to win, whether it's now, whether back then. However, it does mean now more than ever, because of the expanded postseason, the hottest teams from mid-September or even just the start of October on go out there and win. Like, I don't think the Mets are going to go on a run based on the way that they've played. But who's to say that starting October, all of a sudden they win two out of three? Like, I also didn't think the Mets were going to go to the NLCS last year. And that's just local examples. Pick a team. Who's to say if the Mets, let's say the Mets get caught by the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
What if the Diamondbacks go on a run? We saw this with the Phillies. God, 2022, all this talk was made about the division and the Mets blowing the division. Well, they blew the division to the Braves. Both those two teams had like a 16-game lead over the third-place Phillies who got in. And guess what? The Phillies were the team who ended up in the World Series. Braves won the division. They got bounced. Mets choked the division. They got bounced in the first round. The Phillies finished 16 games. 16 games. It was either 14 or 16, whatever it was. That's a lot of games to finish behind two teams in your division. And yet you went to the World Series. That's the way the sport is right now.
But that's not good.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that. Hey, listen, even, you know, you get the counter, too. Like, in 2000, the Yankees, I think they were 8-17 at one point in September. And I remember watching that team. I'm like, they don't have it. After 96, 98, 99. And then they get there. I'm like, this run's over here. I didn't know who they were going to play at that point. But going into the postseason, this team doesn't look like a champion. Again, I think they were 8-17 through a 125-game stretch in September.
At least with them, they had the pedigree.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You can lean on that, and that's why I haven't given this Yankee group or this Met, just to both teams.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt, because as a group, they have, now the Mets had a nice run last year. Yankees got to the World Series, but they haven't gone through the yearly consistent rigors of winning and really even losing. So to sit here blindly and say, yeah, they'll figure it out. Not that anybody's really sitting here blindly, but I won't do that. Oh, yeah, the Yankees will figure it out. Oh, yeah, the Mets will figure it out. I mean, at some point, there's got to be a modicum of evidence that they know what they're doing.
And there also are two arguments or two statements that can be made. And I just want to be clear about where I was on this, because there's the thought process of, oh, just get in and anything could happen. That was never my mentality. Now, that happens to be true. You could get in and anything could happen. My holdout of belief in the Mets was that if they do, in fact, get in, I like the pieces that they have in place with an ace, with McLean, with the back end of the bullpen, with Diaz specifically. Like, those are starting points that you would think, in theory, Soto, obviously, in the middle of the lineup, has been proven to be clutch. Like, those are starting points that, okay, maybe they can do damage. However, I've seen too much bad to believe in them. They're actually going to have to go out there and show it. But also, that is a different argument than just get in and anything can happen, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, this is why it really, it does impact and influence how you build out a team. You know, how you really build out a team in the offseason. You know, if there is such a sense of randomness, and it's been true, it's been proven year after year, you know, are the massive payrolls worth it? You've talked about the starting pitchers, you know, not committing those 5-6 years and taking a different route, which I see both ways on. So it's a real fork in the road for how you build the team, is what it is.
Yeah, well, also think about it this way. We've seen both ways fail and both ways work. There are teams that are home run reliant, like the Braves years ago, that go through the postseason and win a World Series. There are teams that are pitching reliant and have won a World Series. So there is no exact science to saying, okay, well, once you get into the randomness of the baseball's playoff format now, this plays better than that. You don't know. If the Yankees start hitting home runs this year, it could overcome all the other areas of deficiency. If you had a loaded bullpen, you could say, yeah, we got a loaded bullpen, here we go. But if the bats aren't there,
maybe that could be leads.
Yeah.
I
mean, there's no exact science to it. Sam is in Rockland. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Sam.
Thanks for taking my call. I want to ask you, if you're the manager of the New York Yankees right now, and you're in an elimination game in the playoffs, you have a one-run lead after six, who am I giving the ball to in the seventh and eighth? Remember, is there any hope that one of these guys is going to step up?
Remember, it could be a starter too, Sam, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, in the show, he said sixth inning would be different. For me, sixth inning, Cruz. Seventh inning, Weaver. Eighth inning, Williams. Ninth inning, Bednar.
Ooh, that would be it.
I'm not saying it's, you know.
And you could also move Warren to the pen. You talked about that, right?
Where you can move Warren. He's got good strikeout numbers.
You could have him at six or whatever. I mean, maybe there's some concerns about him again. I saw John Boy doing this against good teams. Warren has not been as good maybe as he was against others. Either way, I don't know how you trust anybody fully outside of Bednar. I would trust Bednar as much as you possibly could trust a reliever. He's been that good historically and with the Yankees. The other guys?
Ooh, yeah, you got to piece it together.
Hold on to your seats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.